Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Yep. All right. BFFs, welcome. We're going to have a guest in about 30 minutes, BB Rexha. Huge singer. You probably don't. Some of the songs, and we'll get into it with her. Do you know her songs, Josh?
I know, some of them, yeah.
Well, you know this. Let It Be. Play it. Play Let It Be right now. Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question that's going to be deemed as rude for her, but I have to ask it because this is my journalistic integrity.
Okay.
But play the song. I think everyone in the universe has heard this song.
It's Meant to Be.
Meant to Be.
Well, we're already starting off bad because we're saying the title.
Well, I'm not good at titles, but everyone in the world has heard this song.
Oh, of course I know this.
Yeah.
This was huge.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your
now,
up on my
the question I have is the thing seems reversed. It seems like it should be Florida Georgia Line featuring BB Rexha. Play the song, and we'll go over this, but Florida Georgia Line sings 80% of this.
Go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at.
I thought.
Who knows
where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time.
She's the chorus, right?
As long as
it's her song.
Here next to me, everything's gonna be all right. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Oh, she still hasn't come in yet.
Baby, just let it be.
So she has a feature on her own song?
She's killing the music video.
It's Florida Georgia Line. No, it's BB Rexha featuring Florida Georgia.
Yeah, that seems reversed.
She still has a song. Now she bangs when she comes in. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's fine.
But she's the feature. Whatever. It's probably very rude, but
maybe she wrote it because
yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Maybe she wrote the whole thing. So then it's it's her song.
No, because she wrote The Monster, which Eminem and Rihanna sang, but it doesn't say BB Rexha featuring Eminem and Rihanna.
Fair.
All right, we'll get into it.
Maybe she was tired of giving other people the credit. She was like, this is mine.
And she asked to be on this, so I don't know. She's a Josh fan? I don't think she's a...
She's a TikTok fan.
So she's a Josh fan.
They did ask. They were like, we need Josh on there. I kept giving them Dave updates, and they were like,
we don't care, we want Josh.
All right, so we'll get to the bottom of that. Other things going on. So Josh calls me, what was it, Saturday night?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday. This was fucking
hilarious. He's like, you got a second? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, Jeff Wittick. I'm like, who? He's like, Jeff Wittick fucking hates us. And basically, I don't want to put words in Josh's mouth, but was like threatening him.
I mean, he was pretty much, he pulled the, I'm not a guy you want to mess with. I'm not a guy you want on your bad side. And I was just like.
And you didn't know, right? You didn't even know. You just picked up
So I got a text from a random number that was like, yo, it's Jeff Wittick. We need to talk or something along those lines, right? And I was just like, all right, I'll just give it a ring. So I FaceTimed the number and then it was him just driving. So he pulls over, and then he just started talking about how we shit on him on the pod, and our opinion was super off. And I was like, but it was opinion, man.
Yeah.
It was an opinion.
So that's what I was confused at. Do we have the clip? Can we show what we said last week? Now, I remember, I really had no idea who Jeff Wittick was. And that happens a lot on this. It's not disrespectful to him. I'm older.
Right.
I didn't even know what the vlog squad really was. But we're telling the story of how he got injured and flung off that thing. And we talked about it. I was trying to be funny, but kind of how my honest opinion was of it. But nobody here was oh, we know Jeff Wittick or the dirty truth.
And
we
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was just our opinion.
A story
I'm pretty
we
sure
see
we said
that
multiple
nobody knew
times.
Anything about that was in the news and we're commenting on. So I almost have to re-see what I said.
I did. I think I said he was milking it.
Jeff Wittick broke his face doing stunt for David Dobrik video. So Dobrik's still out here just doing shit?
No. This is called the vlog squad is now realizing David is gone. They have nothing left to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, let me go on this rampage where I'm going to come up with a documentary, come up with all this shit and just pile up the views, get as much money as I can while I still got clout.
I feel like Jeff Wittick is also milking the shit out of this, though. Yeah,
I don't know, like, the full situation, but what I heard, and I heard this, like, actually before it even came out. I heard this, like, 5 months ago when David, like, stopped his vlogging. Like, his whole break from vlogging was essentially because this, actually, not COVID, I heard.
What's he mad at me for?
Yeah, I know. He really ended saying, like, he was just going to have beef with you. Well, that's crazy.
You did say more. You went off to be like, you signed up for this. This is the life you chose. Why are you surprised that you broke your face if you're doing crazy shit?
Well, I stand by that. It's like he got on to, like, a spinorama. It's like if you go on Real Rude Challenge and drown, well, yeah, you're on Real Rude. Like, that's the game.
Maybe he's
right. We also did say, like, we said, like, yo, we don't know the whole situation. I think we said that. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's like, yo, if that, like, mentally affected the guy and he's, like, struggling, sorry. But it was just an opinion.
So what is this? He tweeted here, you guys are morons.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you guys are morons.
I didn't even
comment
see the
that
tweet.
On that TikTok, that on that video that we just showed.
Oh, that wow. TikTok was on my TikTok? Yeah. I didn't even say anything.
He's out to get us, actually. You got to watch your back in L.A.
Yeah, I know. I better be.
Josh is too young. Careful. How isn't he, like, 30?
That was the other thing. I was like, dog, you're like 30-something.
Yeah, he said that. I actually, during Josh's and I conversation, I was like, yeah, but, like, I'm 44. So we gotta watch out going down that street.
We can't be pulling that one.
I guess if I ever see him. But what do you mean he's got a problem with me? These youngins, he's still young to me. They don't, like, what, you're going to tangle with me? What, are you crazy? Like, I didn't even say anything. Like, this is my world. I like mud. I'm always in the mud. And I don't even have an issue with this fucking guy.
Dave doesn't even want to make it out of the mud because he loves it so much.
No, it's like Jeff Wittick. I'm like, who is that? What are we talking about? It's like Saturday night. I'm staying in. I'm eating fucking popcorn, getting ready for a fight. Charles, like, can you talk? Jeff Wittick's up our ass. Like, who the fuck's Jeff Wittick? Yeah, that was part of it too. Like, I guess people are like, we were trying to get him on or be like friends. Like, all right, maybe if you've got followers, we want you on. But it's not like, trust me, Jeff Wittick. I didn't raise my hand and be like, we want Jeff Wittick. I don't know who Jeff Wittick is. And again, that's not disrespectful. That's not my world. I don't know who that is. So I do now.
Fair.
He's the guy who got his fucking face broken by fucking Dobrik, who fucking was doing shady shit that I called out but didn't call out. So we're all good.
That's true. Yeah, we also do have a clip that, like, the pod, as in Dave, called out David so early. Like, you called him out so early. It was
and
crazy
just that when I say called out, I said anybody who doesn't – this is coming off like my 48th sex tape. I'm like, anybody who doesn't have, like, any whispers, anything, who's so clean can't be that clean. That's all I said. Right. I had no idea what I was talking
about.
No,
you didn't know exactly what it was. Right. But
so, Dixie.
Mm. She's coming on.
She's going to be on the show next week. She's coming to you, I think, Josh. You guys are going to be together.
Yeah. We'll be at my house.
When's the last time you saw her?
I don't know. Feels like it's been a while ago. Yeah. I think, like, the last time would have been, I think we might have went to a dinner. Like, me,
the names that don't want me
and Noah and Ness.
Yeah.
I went to a dinner. I think that was the last time I saw him.
I will say, our social media team, again, because Dixie, like, after we did this, she's like, all right, I'm in, and we scheduled it. And then everywhere we go, it's just this clip of me trashing her when she already said yes. So it's like, she already said yes, so let's not make it. Like, if I was her, I would be like, wait a minute, I already said yes. Why are you now posting this still? That's our social team.
Her team called, like, maybe an hour after we posted that clip, and he was, like, very apologetic. He's like, we do not want war with Dave. Like, I want to emphasize, like, I want to get her on. I want her to have a good time.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, I'm very happy she's coming on, and she's always like, yeah, I want to come on. At some point, and Paul Gaz, who knows this has always been one of my pet peeves since, and we were talking before, like, we're doing a big party in Indianapolis 500. If you're out there, we'll give you details. We have Diplo, MGK. It's going to be an open bar. It should be fucking sick. But dealing with agents and getting talent, and you always hear, like, the talent will be like, I want to do it, but my agent won't let me. Or I want to do it, but I can't, like, my people don't make. These people work for you. Your agent works for you. So I fucking hate when people, the person who is paying the bills, like, I can't do it. My agent, this person won't let me. It's, what are you talking about? They fucking work for you. Tell them to shut up and you're doing it. So they need a little kick in the ass. But that is absolutely like top three pet peeves in the world is when the talent blames the agent.
Are there any other talent in your crosshairs right now coming up that need to get their ass on the podcast before you go on a rant?
No. I think I will get Addison.
You're still missing right. Madison.
Who?
Madison Beer, yeah. She does the same thing.
Fuck her. Yeah, all right. She's in. Madison, I'm going to fucking live text her right now and be like, honey.
Yeah, get that live text in.
We
do it.
Still fucking have the video we didn't post from Miami. We're like, she watched the video.
She was supposed to come on in like February.
Yeah, we had a video of her. Say, it's content, been a minute. Good, funny. And she's like, you know what? Let's just do the podcast the real way. So we never posted the video. That video, I'm giving it a month before we post it.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a hot.
There's a countdown. There's a countdown.
All right, here. We can fast forward. We can make the. All right. Hey, Madison.
Nice.
You got 1 month. One
fuck
month.
Yeah.
To come on the pod. To come on the pod. Or we're just going with. Or we're. Yeah, this is a hostage negotiation. We're just
all right, fair.
Going with the video from. The one hotel. Done. Sent. We'll see if we get a reply on that.
Block.
I feel
you.
Like I'm in like mile 22 or something.
I could see that. Josh, how about her for a new girlfriend for you? I like it.
I think she has a boyfriend.
No, I saw this kid.
I see.
I saw this kid. He looks like he's 14.
Dave, you got to understand, I can't be that guy, you know?
What do you mean that guy? No, are they officially still dating? He seemed like a
yeah,
nice
I think
enough.
So.
And I think he was a Barstool fan, to be honest. So, but I'm just looking out for my guy. I don't know the other.
No. I love it. I love having the wingman. But I'm just saying, can't be that guy.
Okay. Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather.
Got your hat.
He got the got your hat tattoo. Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really got it tatted on his body for life.
And he made merch like an hour after he said it.
So I respect the fuck out of the Pauls. Was that planned, or is
marketing,
he that smart
like,
on his feet?
I don't know, man. Just marketing, like, kind of genius, right?
I couldn't stop. Can we watch this video? I couldn't stop watching it. I was like,
right.
It's awesome.
It was the most elementary, juvenile, but perfect thing.
He really is just like a menace.
Are you asking if Jake planned it?
Yes.
Well, there's a video of him, like, a little bit before saying, I'm about to go steal... Like Floyd Mayweather's.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So
he did.
It was kind of a little bit premeditated. But
well, that's definitely premeditated.
Yeah, but
either
not
100%.
Like a lot. Yeah, it's funny.
Get Al Hammond.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah,
Al
Hammond.
Let me call Al Hammond.
I'm my own boy.
Happen.
I'm my own
one
boy.
One night. Got your hat.
Oh.
Got your hat.
Oh.
Got your hat.
Chill.
I love how he just ran nowhere.
Right into a swarm.
Yeah.
I love that. Listen. I love how he like looks around. He's like, all right. So many people that are not on my team are around me right now.
Yeah.
Darts.
Got it.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
This says Jake Paul is not allowed inside the arena for fight in June now?
What? Yeah.
He
got
banned
from the arena.
Who can ban him?
Maybe
I don't
Floyd
know.
Has
also, it's pretty like I get trash talking and stuff, but it's pretty Floyd Mayweather was literally just straight out yelling how he was about to commit murder.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up. He was like, I'm going to murder you.
Our guys, Caleb and Glennie, okay, had Floyd right after for an interview. We can roll this clip. And they said he was legit mad. Like, I think it's all work. And there's no way, by the way, Jake Paul's not going to be at this fight. Are you kidding me?
He's going Dave Super Bowl mustache, yes. Like getting in there. No way he's not.
100%. Let's play the clip with Caleb.
Today I have a small problem. It's a little problem.
What happened?
Really no big problems. Kid wanted to test the waters and try me out.
He stole your hat, no cap.
Yeah, that was a good one. Good metaphor. I think I still got the cap. So where the cap at? I think we still got it somewhere.
Was that an important cap to you?
It's not an important cap, but it is what it is. He did what he did, and I did what I did.
You know, I don't even know. The whole world is so crazy. Like, Floyd Mayweather is arguably, like, the best boxer of all time. He's out here getting his fucking hat stolen by Jake Paul and then sitting down with Glennie Balls 2 seconds later eating fucking lo mein. It's like, what world?
Like bean dip or something, just spoon and bean dip into his mouth.
And the biggest fights in the world, this and the YouTube like verse TikTok fights that are coming out. I think they're a week apart, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're pretty close, yeah.
Because they were originally planned on the same weekend, but they switched it.
How's your boy doing, Bryce? Is he like...
He's been just training. He's just training every day. Like, I mean, he's looking pretty ripped, I would say. He's looking pretty good.
Crazy. I don't know. We've been talking. I'm definitely going to be at the Logan fight. I think for Barstool Sportsbook, we're going to do a contest where... somehow the winner gets to go in the locker room with me before the fight with Logan and then watch the fight with me because Logan does a bunch of shit with us for Barstool Sportsbook. Yep. That'll be cool. But, yeah, and maybe we've talked internally. I know they talked about you about whether we should go to the other fights, the YouTube, and just, like, I don't know what we do there.
I feel like it would be we could do some funny-ass shit there. I think we got to do something.
You said be in Bryce's entourage, right? I don't know if I can be in his entourage.
Well, I think that's why
I'd be closer to the other guy's entourage still at this point.
No, but like no one would expect you to be in the entourage. So if you were, it would maybe add to it. Like imagine we're in there like squirting water and stuff like that and like trying to help out Bryce in between rounds. That'd be awesome.
I feel like that would be to a far lesser degree, but I remember, actually, I think it was a Floyd fight where Bieber showed up in his entourage, and no one even knew they were friends. He was, like, in the money team. He was like, what the fuck is Bieber doing in Floyd Mayweather's entourage? But they're, awesome. Like, both money team guys.
Yeah.
All right.
You ever see, like, the Magic Johnson?
The CEO bullied Clubhouse TikTok creators?
What?
CEO who bullied TikTok, the CEO of Clubhouse. CEO who bullied TikTok influencers, forced them to go on dates, and made jibes about their periods. What? An ultra-private real estate agent who shuns all social media but want to cash in on the modern-day gold rush. Amir Ben Yohanan, 48-year-old CEO of Clubhouse, is accused of mistreating teens as young as 15 while they stayed at the company's mansions. Do you know about this shit, Josh?
I've heard a little bit about it, but like, just zoom in on this guy's picture. You're telling me parents trusted their kid with this guy?
It looks like a mugshot.
I love Bruin, but come on. Come on.
This guy's
throwing stones at glass.
But this guy's like 40. Gruen's 22. It's very different. Me and Gruen are 3 years apart.
Yeah, this guy's like 40, 15-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's strange, man.
Now 40, I'm walking almost... into glass houses. So what's the deal with Clubhouse? Where are they at right now?
I think they keep like...
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the app, man.
I'm totally confused. Yeah. I thought it meant Clubhouse, like the app.
This is a content house, like basically how like Hype House, like he had.
Oh, that's super weird. Like a
No. Yeah, see, this is why it's weird. There's a bunch of 15-year-old girls living in this guy's house. Not 15, he maybe was, like 16, 17.
Got it. That would be like if I got a house like 15-year-old girls. Got it.
And he was making them super go on creepy. Dates.
Super creepy.
Super creepy.
Super creepy. You know what you gotta do? A lot of people did this. This is one of my pet peeves. If you're this guy, you just don't be the face of it. Like, remember, like, there were so many, like, girl sites and weird things that were being run by, like, guys. Like, Paul and I, who does a lot with social, we'd look at it be like, these sites are just being run, even though they're targeting girls, acting like teenage girls, like there's guys running them. We thought about it with our chicks website because we couldn't get anybody to run it. And it's like, well, right. We know what would work, but we don't want to be the ones, like, posting. So that this guy just fucked up in that regard.
Oh, 100%. I mean, period jokes, dude? Come on. So weird.
Yeah, come on. Creepy man.
Mads has a new man? What? These two guys look like the same people.
Yep.
Same people alert.
Don't do that to Christian.
They look identical.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, they're identical when there were two refs. Can you pull that clip up? Hulk Hogan, two refs. They're identical. Who is the kid? Who is Jaden Jr.?
Just his new...
This guy's name's Christian.
He's a TikToker as well.
Christian, like...
He looks...
Yeah.
Exactly like the other did. Where do you even find a tank top for men like that? Blink 182 in a girl's, like, what? Whom is that custom made?
Maybe he cut it. He cut it to show the
people. Maybe they cut it.
Maybe.
Maybe they both just bore their clothes for Matt's.
Maybe. And isn't Blink 182 who he sings with?
No, Jaden?
Travis. Parker. So, yeah.
He's on part of Blink 182?
Yeah. He is?
Yeah, was. Yeah. Was.
Isn't Travis Barker Blink 182?
But no, Christian's a good dude, though. Going back.
Well, you're rooting for him.
Nice shirt. No, I know him. He's actually nice. He seemed like a sweet kid.
Is he big on TikTok?
Is he part of any houses?
I think so.
And what do we mean she has a new
not
man?
That
what
I
does
know
that mean? They're officially dating?
She's posting videos with them like they're dating, yeah.
We do have a video from them that they posted here.
That red until I'm dead, I know that he watching. Left my ex bitch cause she toxic. Got this new bitch now, we toxic. Can't cap, I be toxic. Damn.
Yeah, it's just a video of them dancing together.
That's
in the kitchen.
Pretty quick.
She has, I think, his boxers on.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Is that the point? Is that why people were going crazy?
Hopefully.
But I mean, isn't that awful quick? This thing just happened like a month ago.
I mean, Jaden was awful quick with it.
Well, fair point. That's fair point. I'm still trying to like.
This is fair.
Before we probably get into the next story, we should wait for. Let's see what we got here. Who is this? Cynthia says Ellie Zeiler fucked her boyfriend. Who's Cynthia?
Cynthia Parker. She was...
Cynthia... So she's Quentin Griggs' girlfriend. Or ex now. Because
she was in the house
this
with the creepy man.
Say that again, Josh.
Yeah, she was in that clubhouse.
Cynthia's ex-boyfriend.
Quentin is the one that you...
The what? Yeah. Cynthia accused Ellie of hooking up with Quentin on live as she was covering her matching tattoo with Quentin with concealer. You people, man. I mean, like, what? Cynthia accused Ellie of hooking up with Quentin on live as she's covering her matching tattoo with Quentin with concealer. This fucking world.
It's wild. Everyone gets matching tattoos.
It's never, like, easy. It's never, like, oh, this, that. It's always fucking chaos. What are you covering up a matching tattoo with concealer while revealing that Ellie? Who the fuck's Ellie? Who's Ellie Zeiler?
She's this one. She got famous for looking like Charlie.
Oh, Ellie Zeiler got famous for looking like Charlie?
Yeah, pretty much.
A little bit, yeah.
I actually thought they were the same person.
Yeah, they look very similar. But now she like makes all of her own content. But she can't get away from the "you're only famous because of Charlie" comments.
Honestly, like I feel like 90% of TikTok, it's like 7 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon. Like 90% of the people who are famous on TikTok, probably even like Josh included at some level, have to thank Charlie.
Yeah.
Like Charlie had the hype. She Charlie is TikTok in my mind. Like she's the one who just blew it and then people took advantage and blew up differing levels. But, you know, who cares if Charlie's why you got famous?
Yeah. Why not? Charlie went on Dixie's show this week and kind of said that. She was like, people just like, use me when it's comfortable now for them.
100%.
Yeah, so she hates TikTok now.
But that's Josh has said that from day one. That's been kind of Josh's, like, people just use each other.
Yeah, that's how this world is. That's how the, like, social media environment kind of, like, just breeds people that do that.
And then Cynthia Parker responds, you all got what she wanted?
Ellie got what she
wanted. Cynthia's all, like, kind of petty stuff or a little bit, like, pissed off. Extra pissed. I wouldn't say it's petty, I guess.
Got it. So, all right, I understand. So, Cynthia Parker thinks that this reminds me of another fucking thing. But Cynthia Parker basically says Ellie Zeiler wanted to fuck her boyfriend for a long time and finally got to fuck her boyfriend. I got it. You know the dirt here.
Do I know the dirt? Is that what you're asking?
I know you know the dirt.
I mean, I haven't talked to Quentin in like a month.
That's not
so
that long.
I mean, it's longer than this situation, but I'm pretty sure it was like confirmed. Quentin confirmed it online. He was just like, Ellie, stop talking about it. So he never denied it. So it's like, yeah, shit happened, I guess.
Did you know Cynthia Parker wanted him? Was he like, yeah, Cynthia Parker wants to fuck? Was he like saying, like, did you know that? Was that like well known?
Well, no, Quentin was dating Cynthia Parker.
Did he know that Ellie? Did he know that Ellie wanted to fuck? Was that well known?
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
you knew that?
No, I didn't know that. Online. Josh has the inside tea.
She like commented it online. It was like a very public thing. Yeah.
And there's no privacy. None.
None.
Do we want to do the Anna Banana stuff?
Yeah, yeah, do the PR 101.
Okay, first. Let's do PR 101.
Yeah. So new segment, PR 101. How would you two handle these situations that we bring up from social media? So this is Anna Banana. She's huge on TikTok. She's kind of got canceled for her dark humor jokes a year ago, and they just resurfaced. You can read some of them right here.
Awesome. So this new game will allow me and Dave to get canceled off of other people's drama because we may handle the situation. This is a great game.
How would you guys handle it, though?
All right, here's my thing on this Anna Banana, who I don't know who she is, but there's three jokes.
So she didn't say these two. She just liked them. She said this one.
Oh, see, my defense for her is kind of out the window because I was going to be, and now I find this distasteful. I'm Jewish. I like my bacon. I like my Jews burnt crispy. That's awful. That is a joke that is like, I find very offensive. But what I was going to say is if you've made jokes about everybody and they're all offensive, so she got, I thought she made the Chinese joke. I thought she made the emo joke. If you're just making, what?
She did like those comments. So she's kind of endorsing a joke from like.
Yeah.
She liked all the bad.
It's kind of like the Family Guy strategy.
Didn't she make a video after Right.
Yeah. So she made a video saying, like, I'm in a bad mood. Give me your best dark humor jokes in the comments. And then these are all the comments. And she's responding to all them and liking all of them.
Okay. So, I mean, again, I've been for sure. People have attempted to cancel me for jokes that they deem offensive. And I've always said, and I maintain, I'm trying to make people laugh. And if you look at, like, the history of my work, you'll be like, yeah, he doesn't mean anything. He's equally offensive or not offensive, but he's not singling out any groups. That's how I'd look at it. If she's doing this, being like, I'm looking for off-color, dark jokes, equal, I don't care who you are, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't.
You should check out her apology and see how you rank, how she handled it.
Okay, let's see the apology.
Yeah, apology is a little different than what I've ever seen before. She also deleted them.
Deleted the apology.
Yeah, we can get to that move after you guys watch them.
Oh, a time this girl's like 8 years old.
She looks it. She does.
Everyone, so today I'm here to apologize again for the dark humor jokes I did make, but mainly I'm here to shine light on the situation and share with you what I've learned. And I've been reading countless number of articles, TED Talks, YouTube videos, been watching all these things, but I'm going to share with you what I've learned. The first topic I will be talking about is anti-Semitism, which, if you don't know what that is, it's hate speech, hate crime towards Jewish people, which is exactly what I did. I did hate speech towards Jewish people. There was, I think it was a shooting or a stabbing where he was aiming for Jews. A guy was aiming for Jews too. The next topic I'm talking about is the Holocaust. If you don't know what that is, it was when 6 million plus people died because they are simply Jewish. Thousands of people starved to death, millions were put in concentration camps and killed and gassed because they were Jewish. I got the opportunity to talk to people whose family members sadly did not make it out of the Holocaust, but some others that I did talk to did. Last year there were 20 people who were arrested because of these anti-Asian hate crimes. I think it was in New York City. But there should have been more, obviously, and I'm shining light on it because people believe that because they are Asian, they are the reason that the virus is in the United States,
which is punchline here?
Totally wrong. So I recently read an article last night about this kid who was playing hockey, and someone on the other opposite team did indeed call him a slur. And
so what are we talking
about?
First
acceptable.
Of all, I can't believe this is who we're looking at. I forget where we're. I thought there was going to be like
just apologizing
Whitney
again
Cummings
and tell you
type,
why we'll be
like
taking a
comedian.
Break from social media.
Not like a 6 year old.
I have one more topic to talk about. So people I will be talking about women's rights.
not mad, but like, what the fuck are you doing? Because she did like a whole educational thing about all the things she talked about, and it was like super like weird.
Taken seriously, especially in the executive state, so like government and all that.
Sorry, one more thing.
I don't know. I really don't know what to think, because it almost in a weird way validates the original criticisms in my mind. Like, she's so dumb that she didn't realize she was making an offensive joke. Like, you got to know these are super offensive, but that's like you're there. I believe in dark comedy and dark humor if done right, and you should be allowed to be joking, but the intent matters. The way she apologized, it's like she didn't realize she was making offensive jokes almost. Like, how do you not know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's just young, so she was needing to educate herself, but that doesn't look great. That means it's like you're admitting to not knowing you did something wrong.
Yeah, and then it wasn't dark humor. You were just an idiot. And
correct.
And also, she deleted all of those, and she made like 10 parts and deleted them all. And now people, Quentin actually tweeted today, I think it was on TikTok room, like, you were mad when she apologized, and now you're mad when she deleted them. Like, make up your mind, whatever.
Yeah, it's a weird subject. Is this girl like super popular? Is that the deal? Is that why we're talking about her?
Yeah, she's really popular on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is an element, too, where she's so young, I almost find it more offensive. Because if I saw who she was before she made the jokes, I'd be like, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about. I was coming at it from, like, this was, like, a legit comedian type person. I'm like, they're trying to be funny. You may not agree. But then she confirmed that she's a young idiot when I see her apology. I may be talking in circles. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, here's what I think happened is, like, she wasn't always a big creator, right? Like, she got blown up over the last, like, probably 5 months. So she was this, like, at the time, 16, 17-year-old girl making, like, some dark humor jokes on the internet, probably amongst friends in high school, posted a video, did something along those lines, wasn't big, so didn't get any hate for it at the time. And then a year later, when she's huge, it gets brought back up, and it's like, you're a terrible person. So, like, now she's trying to make up and, like, say she's going to learn and apologize. So that's where I think she went with the apology.
Because I'm looking at this next page. She's making fun of everybody. And, again, I generally don't have a problem with that. It's like, I don't think you're trying to be – you're just trying to – there is – you know, if you can't fucking cry, laugh, like some of these subjects. So, I don't know. Interesting.
I mean, Family Guy does that shit, right? It's just like make fun of – Family Guy just makes fun of everyone. Correct. So they can get away with
cartoon,
it.
Cartoon, so no one puts a face to
– I mean, that's –
yeah.
Like Michael, Steve Carell, Michael Scott, The Office, my favorite show of all time. He's basically like, we wouldn't be allowed to do the show now because people get so offended by everything. So now there is a degree to it. So,
yeah, no, there's also lines you probably shouldn't cross. Like there were maybe a few lines crossed in those jokes.
100%. I generally, though, still will go, if I don't feel you're targeting one person, gender, group, over another, it's like, all right, you don't have to find funny, but I won't be like, this person's hateful.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you. We can't see you yet.
Hi, guys. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. My promo is so fucking over. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Are we good? Everybody hello. Good?
Mm-hmm. We're ready to go.
All right. So, BB Rexha, welcome to BFFs. And we got to ask the original questions. Do you know who Josh is, right?
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I take it you have no clue who me or Brianna are?
I know who you guys are. I've seen you guys. Like, I've seen videos.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Well.
I saw you eating a pizza or something one time.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to, what? Wasn't it Staten Island?
You're so cutting out.
Am I cutting out?
No, you're perfect. I think Josh has, weak internet right now. What'd you say, Josh? Hey,
Josh, I think you should change your internet real quick.
Yeah, no, we tried that. I was just asking Dave if he's ever eaten a pizza before, if he's ever made a video like that.
So, yeah, you're actually from Brooklyn area, right?
Yeah, but didn't you have pizza on Staten Island or something?
Well, yeah, I eat pizza every single day.
No, but didn't you do a video?
Yeah, no, I do a pizza video, literally every single day. Like,
no, but you went to, not Pronto or, No, it wasn't New Jersey, Mom. It was
Who's whispering in the background? Is that the PR people?
My mother. It's my mom.
Shut up.
Yeah, she came to visit me for Mother's Day. No, but you tried a pizza that I like. I don't know if it was Danino's. It was something that I love. One of my favorite pizzas.
Yeah, I've had pizza 4,000 straight days.
No, but I mean from Staten Island.
I know. I've eaten at every pizza place: Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan. Oh.
Which one's your favorite Staten Island? Which one you ate? Have you eaten Pronto Pizza?
That doesn't ring a bell. No, I probably have. It's just maybe wasn't that good. Staten Island. Oh boy, that's Rico territory. Yeah.
Lee's Tavern, Danino's.
Lee's Tavern is very good.
Very good. Very good. I feel like one time I went, sorry, now I'm going to get into the food discussion and it's going to be like a whole thing. One time I like Lee's Tavern because the pizza is so thin.
Bar style.
It's bar style, very thin. And I like when my tomato sauce is a little sweet, a little bit. But last time I went, it was a little not salted enough and I was annoyed. I'm very picky, you know?
Yeah, no, I Lee's is a good choice. That's credibility. Pronto, I probably had. All right.
Pronto's grandma style pizza is bomb. Okay. Like the grandma style pizza is delicious, but I don't know. I haven't been there in a second, so I don't know. But we're going to talk about pizza after, right? Because I want to talk about pizza.
Well, we just talked about pizza.
No, but that's not enough. But my favorite pizza is L&B Spumoni's.
Oh.
Come on.
It's the most overrated pizza is.
My mom looked at me and said, it's mushy. It's mushy.
When's the last time you had it? Have you had it since the new owners?
Probably not.
Yeah. A lot of people love it. It was highly recommended. It's a Brooklyn spot. I thought it was one of the more overrated pizzas I've had.
What's the best pizza you've ever had? Top 10. It's going to be the number one.
So Sally's in New Haven is probably my favorite. I love New Haven style. John's of Bleecker in Manhattan is awesome.
John's and Bleecker?
John's of Bleecker.
John's on Bleecker. I'm writing that down.
John's of. It's OF.
John's of Bleecker? John's of Bleecker.
Yep. I love DeFara in Brooklyn.
How do you spell that?
DeFara?
I'm writing your advice down. I don't care.
Download the app. Go to onebite.app. It has all the pizza reviews. I'm that's my thing. Pizza's eat my thing.
Yep, onebite.app. Okay.
So I'm curious. I have to.
Oh, I've seen videos of you. You know what I mean? I'm not following you religiously, but I know who you are.
I don't know. I haven't decided whether that's true or not. I hear your mother. The background is feeding you information. I can hear it.
No, she's not true. She just woke up. She's just trying to drink her coffee. And when we talk about food, she chimes in.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with her. I heard that. I heard that.
Spumoni's. If she got on here, oh my God, you'd be like, but she won't because she just woke up. She's another one. That's who you really want to interview.
So I have questions. Clearly, here's why I say you don't know me that well or maybe at all, because I'm like a little kid. So when somebody's like, don't eat your broccoli, I'll eat the broccoli. If you're like, hey, eat your broccoli, I'm like, nope, not having it. So before we got on, and it's a little unusual, my guy over here, Kareem, who sets it up, your PR team was just hitting him. It's like, she wants to be complimented. All this stuff, which I don't totally believe.
Complimented? Yeah. I didn't be complimented.
Read what they said. It's outrageous.
Read it out loud.
Start out with praise. That always works. That was the quote.
Who says that to somebody getting ready for an interview?
I don't know. Huh?
Flattery gets you everywhere.
Well, my mom said flattery gets you. Mom, this is not your interview. Jeez.
Is
I mean, she pull her in the camera. Maybe she should just come in.
I'm all for it.
Bring mom on.
Yep.
Come on, mom, get over here.
I know you don't want to see me like this.
Get, they don't care. Who cares?
Nobody cares. Really.
No, Claire, okay, fine. If I get one negative review, you're in trouble.
Oh, you're definitely
yeah. review. One negative review. Like we're on an app.
Like we're on Dave's Pizza. All right.
I love it.
Oh gosh.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So all right, where are you guys? See, this
is. We look similar?
Also, I don't believe your PR team at all because you guys, I can already tell 2 seconds in from your mom and from you, if you grew up in Brooklyn and lived most of your life in New York, you generally have like thicker skin and can like be sarcastic and back and forth. So I don't believe anything that the PR team, and we've done this a lot. The PR people are like, be nice, do this. And then the people get on like, we don't care about that. You can do whatever you want.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? We did an interview. I did an interview. I have thick skin. Maybe because we've been up since 3 a.m. and we did a couple of interviews and I'm just so annoyed of some of the interviews that we did, to be completely honest. Like, I'll keep it straight 100 with you because we're actually very cool and honest people. I just did an interview and I kind of like roasted them, my PR team, because I told them I didn't want to do this one, but I did another interview and they's like were saying some like messed up, they said like they made up these lies and they like made it a whole thing in the UK and it was very uncool, so I kind of roasted my team for it, so they're probably scared and probably going,
you got them on edge. Kid, listen, I did this.
They're on edge. So on behalf of my PR team and my team, were you leaving? That's it. We're not gonna like, they're not trying to be difficult, they're just scared and they probably came off.
He is very handsome, by the way.
Josh, right?
Oh, Dave, that's
no, not you. Dude, sorry, Josh. We're not even giving you any attention.
No, it's all good. Dave's a good-looking one.
Get your mom back on here. I like your fucking mom. We'll do. You can go yell at your PR team, and me and your mom will talk about pizza.
Go ahead. Talk to my mom. Go ahead. Mom said you're very cute.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I'm team your mom for sure.
Dave's getting the moms.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, I'm older, so that.
Makes... Tell me how you feel. You could tell me how you feel. That's okay. Well, you could tell me how you really feel. We'll talk about it. Let's talk it out. Let's hash it out.
So all right. I know you are.
Only good vibes. Only good vibes.
Positive vibes only. And I was nervous to bring this up because it was one of the questions I had, but I'm bringing it up anyways. So your song, which I would say we listened to it before you came on. Play the song again. So
which one though?
It's the one that is, I would say, your biggest hit. In the song that everybody in the world, even if they don't know that they've heard it, have heard it. Meant to be. So everyone in the world has heard this song.
Yeah.
Monster hit.
Did you see the views?
Yeah, it's I can't even do, it's like 100 billion or something.
991 million, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up, boy, make me believe.
Oh,
hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
Okay, so this song's awesome, you're awesome.
Mom, what did you say?
Watch him say, oh, you don't need to be so
upset. No, mom, not that. It was the part you said before that. It was funny.
We write hits. We only write hits.
I like how she says we. We
okay,
only
so
write
that's
hits.
My question, though. That leads.
She's like, we only write hits.
She made you.
It's we.
She made
it's
you. Make you.
We.
She made you.
She did. She did make me.
I did.
I feel like I wish Josh was in the same room because I feel like I'm only looking at you guys. I don't see Josh. How do I see Josh? Like, do I just click on him?
Click gallery view?
I don't think that's how it works.
On the top right, you can click gallery view.
On this gallery view. Oh, now I see everybody. Amazing. This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. He's very young.
Very young.
I like the mother.
Hi.
Keep her on.
So here's the question.
Yeah, I wanted to stay on, but she gets scared.
I'm here. I'm going to chime in. Relax. I'm here, guys.
Your mom just said you only write.
I don't have a stage mom, but I'm 31. I don't have a stage mom. I'm like, geez, Louise.
You said something there that I don't think a lot of people totally know about you, or maybe they do, and I'm an idiot, but you do write monster hits. So you wrote or helped write The Monster, All Hands on Deck, Under You, bunch of No Broken Hearts, tons of hits. Leads into this question. That song that we just played is your song. But Florida Georgia Line sings most of it. So how do you decide whose song? Is it because you wrote it?
No, I'll tell you what happened with that song.
We know it was a smash when we put it out.
What?
That's why.
Mom, please stop. Hold on one second. Jeez. This is going to go online. Like, you're going to watch this shit. Okay. Oh my God. On one today. We've been up since 3 a.m.
Are you in LA? Are you in LA?
Yeah, we're in LA. So we've been up since, kind of crazy. Well, I went in the studio for Florida Georgia Line. We wrote this for Florida Georgia Line. And it was me, Tyler, and David Garcia, and this guy, Josh, the songwriter Josh. It was four of us in the room. So they told me, oh, hey, we want to get you in the room with Florida to write for Florida Georgia Line. So I went to go write for them. That wasn't the sound of my album. That was not this. Obviously, I'm not a country singer. I'm from New York. But nobody was doing anything with the song. It was just like imagine that song being on your computer and you wrote it, but you're not a country star, but you wrote it. So like, what do? Like, let the song just die and like fade away? Cause they didn't want to put, at the time, they didn't want to put it out. They were focusing on their tour and other stuff. So I was like, what do? Like, fucking put it on the album. Who cares? Like, it's a fucking smash. Like, I knew it was a big song. I knew it had something special, but I didn't know it was like going to be like big.
We all felt it that it was big.
I mean, honestly, I'm not, but you hear it. It's one of those songs you don't even have to, like, the second you hear it, you're like, oh, it's a hit, like, from an untrained ear. But obviously, that explains it. I knew something was up with the – so, all right, continue. Yeah. So how did it
– So then what happened was well, I think it was somebody – like, it started just picking up in Nashville, like, on country radio. I think that they started, like, servicing it. It was Florida's Georgia Lions team because they saw that it was kind of, like, picking up on streaming and stuff. It took a second, though. Like, most of my songs take a second. It takes at least 6 months to a year. That song took about a year until it was, like charting and stuff. It took a year. But it took a second. And after a while, when they saw it, they started, like, picking up, that's when they, like, started going to radio with it in the country on country radio, and then country radio started picking up, and then my label was like, oh, let's like go to radio with it, like real radio, like pop radio, and that's how that happened.
Interesting.
So it was really the country fans who like broke that, like the strongest fans.
So you're going out, well, the reason you're on the show, the new album Better Mistakes, are you happy with it?
Very.
I love
how your mom would. I feel like your mother, it would say no if she thought no too. I feel like she's like, yeah.
Oh yes, she is my best. My mom's my best cheerleader, but my number one critic. You know what I mean? Like if I mess up, or if I fuck up, like she's telling me like you fucked up, like you completely fucked up. She keeps it 100. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you're 31.
She's all my life just keeps it real.
So, all right. Like, well, you're 31. I'm 44. So the song we just listened to is relatively new. When did you, I assume, and I could be wrong, most people in your situation, you've probably been grinding at this for a long ass time before you kind of made it to like how long? Like when was your moment?
I got signed when I was probably 18, turning 19, my first record deal with Pete Wenz at Decadence Records. And he was the first person who signed me. And then my deal went through him and Island Records with LA Reid at the time. And like then LA I was, so then I went, I did a little side project with Pete, but it didn't really ever go anywhere. I got dropped from that label after like 4 years. And then I started writing. And then after I was writing, I came alone to LA. And then when I got to LA, I signed to Warner Brothers. And then, 31, so 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Well, 13
years?
Well, I could do that count. But when did you got dropped from a label? So signing works. Like if you sign that label with Pete Wentz, who I know that, have you made it? Or it's like, no, after 5 years you get dropped. You're like, no, I haven't made shit yet. I still haven't had my moment.
Probably like that.
You recognize your talent, right? So that's making it. People don't even get that.
True. I guess it's for me, it was no, but it depends on the person. That could be for somebody, that could have been everything, you know? But it just depends on who you are and what you define success as. But I think for me, it was making was like, I thought the first, my first thing, like as a songwriter was definitely the monster song. Like as the industry, like respect me in the industry, like, oh, who's this girl? Like, where is she, like, how, where is she coming from? She's from New York, like from Staten Island, born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island, FYI. I think that was the starting for songwriting. But then when we did Me, Myself, and I think that's when the artistry started being like, oh, okay. Like, okay, let's see. And then it wasn't until probably when I did Meant to Be and then I'm a Mess. I love I'm a Mess. So like then I feel like.
Very cool. It's a long journey. So TikTok. Are you big? You're big into it, I take? That's like how we ended up in this situation because your team reached out. They knew Josh. Like I said, they kept in for. They're like, we'll do it, but Josh has to be there. If Josh isn't there, she's bailing type situation. So
my manager loves Josh like a lot.
Hell yeah. Wait, who's the manager? Why isn't the manager here with you? I would have.
Because my mom said I'm the first manager. I'm here.
Okay, so you got the momager. Nice.
No, she's not a momager. I like TikTok. It's hard. I think it's hard. I'm still learning. It's like very hard.
It's so very hard.
Like the transitions and stuff like that are really hard for me, Josh. Like I did the like Billie Eilish one today where you like switch, like when you do the phone like this and then you come back around. Okay, it was so hard. I did it like fucking 40 times. I'm like, this is insane. It's hard.
How do you think a guy like me feels where guys like Josh take their shirts off and like wiggle their dicks in front of mirrors and they're the cool kids now? Like those kids got stuffed in lockers when I grew up.
I'm definitely not that kid anymore. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a woman now. So I'm like, oh, now I know how people felt when Instagram came out.
Preach. So then here's a question. You're friends with Charlie, right?
Yeah.
So
and the family. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that start off as business or like a legitimate? And by the way, we have Dixie on next week. I'm a huge Dixie fan. So like, I love her
new artwork for Fuck Boy is fire. So fucking cute.
She has a song coming out.
Sorry. What was the question?
Like how'd that relationship come about?
Actually, that's when I first started getting on TikTok, to be honest with you. I had some TikToks out, but that's when I started like kind of like on tour, was bored. So I would go on like TikTok and like look at it, but I wouldn't post because I was not like, I'm not a good poster, but I love like the videos on like of making food and like the hacks and the, and then I came across her page and I was like, this girl's going to be a star. I was like, there's something about her that's fire. And then I saw that she dances. And then I just invited her. I was like, hey, do you want to come and do some TikToks with me? I started just doing TikToks with other like people. I was like, maybe I'll learn, you know, I don't know. I was like, I'll learn from these kids. And then she came out with her mom, who I die for, and then her sister and her dad. And we just met the family. My mom was there. They kind of all hung out. We all hung out and I didn't expect anything. I just wanted them to come like do some TikToks with me. And then I was like, hey, do you want to come on stage tonight and dance? Cause she was like, I want to be like, she's like, I'm a dancer. Like I love dancing. Like I'm not just like a 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, you know? And she's an amazing dancer. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like kind of like, just, I don't know. It's just, I didn't expect it to be like, damn, like they really explode. It wasn't like that at all. Like it was just kind of like, you know, and then like in a year it was like, boom. And I was not expecting that like at all. So I kind of just feel like protective over them. I want to make sure they're like safe and not like jaded by this industry. Cause it could really like mess with your head, you know?
How old? Yeah.
They have their parents, you know, they have their parents. So they're good.
Yeah. They got a good family. How old's your manager, by the way?
Which
one that loves Josh?
23, 24. Yeah, I have a whole team of people. Yeah.
Can kind of work.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
No.
Why?
Is it?
No. Oh, wait. Josh, you don't want to date somebody older than you, Josh. Do you?
I don't know.
My mom said you could learn something. Mom, he's like, how old are you, Josh?
I'm 19.
He's 19. Mom.
Legal, relax.
Mom, what is wrong with you?
You don't. So you think only girls can date older, guys can't, or you don't think anybody dates older?
I think you could do whatever you want.
That was a quick reversal.
Yeah, she just like, oh, I gotta give it.
I can tell. Oh my god, you want to? We could really get into it. I would. Yo, I'm not. We could get into.
Are you single?
That's what we're saying.
No, I'm dating somebody.
Is it public?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going out and like making out with him and stuff like that. You feel me? Why are you trying to like? Who's trying to hit on me right now?
I'm just getting the lay of the land here. Oh, we're googling it right now.
Hit on me right now.
Are you single?
My mom said the biggest question, are you single? My mom said.
Nope, but you're going to try to set me up there to get murdered. Shout out Silvana. Nice try. She'll fucking listen to everything.
And if I don't... Where's Silvana from?
Colombia.
Cool. Oh, you're in bed then. No,
I very clearly said I was not single, so I'm not dead. Thank you, though, very much. But I still, that could get twisted around to I'm dead anyways. So, yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to get serious for a second. This last year has been hard for everyone with quarantine, with all of this stuff going on in the world. And we know when times get tough, you want to talk to someone. And it's hard to do that if you're stuck in your house or you don't really want to go get out of the house and talk to a therapist. At Barstool Sports, we truly love and appreciate our listeners because without you, none of this would be able to happen. And we know that a lot of you guys use our podcast as therapy and something to listen to and take your mind off of things. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. If you're intimidated by therapy, this is the perfect thing to do. You can call a therapist, you can chat with a therapist for 48 hours, all it takes to get in touch with a therapist. You can join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself. You got to think about yourself and make sure you're taking care of yourself. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/BFF. That's betterhelp.com/BFF. Take care of yourselves.
I think we got a game for you. We create these games to play. What's that face for?
I'm ready. Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun game. We do games to keep it unique.
I feel like mom should play with us too, because she's honest.
Right, mom, get over here. Because
I'm behind the scenes.
Okay, it's rate the TikToker song. So these are all songs that have been put out through TikTok.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I was going to say 10, 10, 10.
I'll rate them 100% accurately.
No, mom, you can't do that.
Yeah. Let's run it. Yo, is that one still Softish in here? That one's really good.
Yeah, that one's in there.
Oh, boy. I'm having at the moon.
That's cute.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of Pete Wentz a little bit. But
I kind of like that.
Here's a question though: you can sing, right? Like, even does it ever bother? Like that's auto-tuned. He has another song that isn't as auto-tuned, but as somebody who can actually sing,
just so you know, like one thing that I've learned, and I won't name names. Even if you're singing a song, so when you cut vocals, you melodyne stuff, right? So let's say I were to sing a line, right? Beating the drum like don't day. So I'll take that.
See, that was fine.
You put it in. If I fuck up a little note, let's say one of them is like a little sharp, a little flat, like, or like one of them, you'll go in with this thing called melodyne. So you don't have to put auto-tune over the whole thing. Everybody will use that. But now with pop radio, because auto-tune has become so big and we've gotten so used to it, it's kind of like filters. You know, when you use filters all the time and now you're like, oh, what the fuck happened to me with no filter? We now have to, you don't have to do it on, there's, how do I explain? I don't know if this is
our
boring.
Ears are conditioned.
Yes,
here.
Our ears are conditioned to it. So you don't necessarily have to put like retune speed zero because there's different retune speeds, right? T-Pain, remember Buy You a Drink?
Yep.
T-Pain Buy You a Drink would be at zero, literally at zero, like level zero. But if you want to put like a sheen over it, you'll probably go to level like 80. You feel me? But everybody from the best singers, I promise you, will put, they won't know it probably, but will have a sheen on it. Unless it's like they want to really go for more of a real thing, but that's a normal thing. Unfortunately, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, that would bother me. It's almost like, I mean, is it? Nah, he may be able
but
to sing.
But if I were to take your voice, let's say you can't sing. If I were to take your voice and I would have put you, if you had an amazing vocal producer and I would have put you at retune speed 10, let's say, or 8, And I went note by note by note, and I cut, chopped every little part. I could make you sound really good.
That is – so we have an enemy, and I'm not going to name names, who sings. But my answer to that was I want to make Josh into a rock star based on what you said. We know he dances. He knows he's good looking. And we can
Josh. Sing a little bit. Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, so that's just not at all going to happen.
Come on, give us something.
All right, come on, Josh.
0% chance.
Yeah, Josh, just the way your tone is, you could even just talk, like talk, sing. It'll be sick.
Yeah. Play Still Softish. He has a song that has how many views does Still
the worst example of my singing, Dave. That's cut
short. How many views does it have?
It does have like 50 million.
That's really good. That's very good.
Yeah, it was cocky how you answered that. Like so. 40, 50. No, that's pretty good because you got like 100.
That's really good.
I know.
Okay, so can you rate the song first and then I'll rate it?
This song, the one we just heard,
honey,
I think it's like a 7. I liked it, but I didn't listen and be like, oh, this guy can sing. I thought it was catchy.
Yeah,
I think I give it an 8. I think it's a solid pop song. I like it. I think it's cute.
It's the biggest thing on TikTok.
Mom,
sure.
Stop. Mom, it's cute. No, it's cute. I like it.
It's
8.
Not the biggest song on TikTok. I'm an old lady and I know what's big on TikTok.
She's rating it by what's biggest. She doesn't know what we're talking about. Like, she's just like,
well, Little Huddy's fucking huge.
Yeah,
he's very big, Mom. Like, he's very big on TikTok.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cold hearted. Love it.
But this song, that song that we just heard, I would give more credit to, like, the writer and everybody involved as opposed to the singer. That's all. Okay, next.
I like it. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, but it's who wrote it. It's catchy.
Why can't we listen to Fuckboy? I want to listen to Fuckboy by Dixie.
I think it comes out on Friday.
Yeah, it comes out the 14th.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. It's actually really fucking good.
I think it's going to be her best one yet.
It's really good.
She has like Lemonade / Carrie Underwood video vibes with the Smash the Car.
I love, I love Dixie so much. I love the way she looks in there. I'm looking at the songwriters right now. It's Andrew Goldstein, who I've written with, Lindy Robbins, who's incredible, and Brooke Tomlinson. I don't love the songwriting on that song. Yeah, I don't love the songwriting on that. Like the sad, I don't like the word sad. I think it could have been a different word. Yeah. Like something cooler. But in another note, Fuckboy that's coming out is fire. I mean, I heard it at Charlie's Dinner. She sang it at Charlie's Dinner. And I was like, this is fucking dope. Like, it's really good. You're just a fuckboy.
I haven't heard it.
Dixie sang it at the dinner. Was she good live? Was she?
Yeah. Oh. She was really good. I was shook. I was like, okay, Dixie, you better.
I feel like Dixie could, like, do anything right now. And you'd be like, that was fire from Dixie. That's the vibe I'm getting. I thought that was...
Can I be honest? Because it's like I love them.
Right.
Like,
that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
I'd go they're 6 like there on that song.
Yeah, I think Huddy's was a little bit better.
But they reminded me of each other. Like, you can't actually tell if they can sing, both of them in those songs.
Yeah, it sounds like a different person.
Okay, next.
This you? Tana gets canceled every Friday, 7 business day. She finds a way to fuck up every different way. She dated Jake.
She dated Jake?
Hold on. Can we change the beat?
I'm dead. I love. I've never heard this song or seen this person. I'm dead.
I like it too, but it's very TikTok-y.
Oh, super TikTok-y, yeah.
Yeah, it's like diss track. Yeah.
I do. I want to look at his TikTok. Let me see.
I think that one's in
it. What a follow. Larae? How do I say that? Larae.
Yeah.
I honestly low-key love that. I'm sorry.
I love it a lot.
I like the attitude. I love it.
Yeah, that was my favorite so far.
That one. It feels like I don't know. You could tell there's like an artist in there. You feel me?
Yeah, I
like,
do.
It was like I feel like that was that's like, I don't know. It's like that's him, you know, or she. I don't know what the pronouns are, but the vibe.
I think we're gonna stick with him. No,
him. Yeah.
That's what we're sticking with.
Yeah. I loved it. Like, that was dope.
All right, next.
Like a beat drop.
Holy fuck! This song is so good, dude. I've heard this once. this track is so fire.
Trying to fuck with me. Trying to fuck my girl,
like I couldn't see. Broke bitch, broken ass nose bitch, huh? Small dick, still kinda softish. Toxic, ooh, act like you popping. Okay. No bitch, built like a chopstick.
Talk about money you got. You know you ain't got a lot.
No money.
You know you had one shot.
One shot.
Charlie's the tick to your top. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time's running out, 18 till you get clocked. Lights out, no tour. Knock your ass out till the fans want more. Little bitch, look at where you're at now. You soft dick, ain't no match. Small dick, still softish. You softish.
And if I'm being honest, you're just a fucking great novice. Job.
We didn't have songwriters, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what that reminded me of? The Justin Timberlake Dick in a Box.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
Who was it? The Lamb. What's his name? The guy that he sang it with from SNL. My brain.
Lonely Island guy. The No Homo guy.
Oh, yeah.
Andy.
Catan? Was it?
Is it Andy? What is his name?
Oh, it was
Lonely Island guy.
It wasn't. Oh, Sandberg.
Andy Samberg.
Yes. That's what I kind of like it. I thought those lyrics were cool.
Thanks.
I actually thought it was good. You like it yourself?
I'm a lyricist. No, actually.
No, I thought it was good. Oh. I actually thought it was good.
I just saw what's next on the list is one. Now that was like a soft, funny diss track. What's next on the list is maybe the hardest diss track that was ever written.
You guys didn't rate Josh's song.
It's still softish. I'm a Josh guy, so I'll go 7.7.
Wow, that's a high rating still.
Yeah, you're my guy.
I'm going 10 though.
All right, this is just, but there's two types of diss tracks: funny and then try to like make someone cry.
Right.
Oompa, oompa, doobity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Fuck Kevin Clancy, you should have left it alone. Now I will remind you who's on the Iron Throne. See, I'm Jordan, you're pippin', you're trippin', bro. This is my fucking business, you're living off. I'm the frickin' balls crushing summers on the beach. When I met you, you were crunching numbers like a geek. You're more like Marvin, without me, you would be starving.
Okay. That song fucking bangs. It's the best diss track ever written.
How have I never heard that?
Number one. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a number one record. I didn't know. I was confused for a second. I was like, what? Wait, that's Dave. What the?
The most remarkable. I don't know if I'm going to be able to illustrate this, and you're going to have to keep it together. BB, can you put the cover back on? See, I didn't know this. This is dead honest.
What cover?
The cover of Rise, Pages Rise. See how it's like a phoenix? Like, it looks like a...
Yeah.
My, unbeknownst to me, a reader of ours pointed it out. I don't... My chest hair is the same exact symbol as that. I don't... Are you going to be able to see it if I zoom in? It's crazy.
Are you chest hair? Right now, Dave?
See it?
Oh, the top of it?
The exact...
Like that...
Covering
this is me. I can't see it, to be honest
like
with you.
My chest hair.
Yeah, my mom says she needs to look at it to help.
Yeah, I'm
going to... All right, come look at Dave's chest.
Yeah, bring mom in to see this.
Can we X out? He said he's saying it looks like this.
I don't know if that'll translate.
Look, let's see.
Oh, do it again, Dave. Yeah, yo, get shirtless again.
Very close. Very close. Oh, yeah, it does. Yep. All right, give you a 10. 10.
No, we're not rating his body, mom.
Hey, she just rated your body, dog. That's nice.
It's literally the same exact symbol.
Look, she rated your song a 10. That's it. That's all you need is sex. That's sex sells.
Nothing else. 10.
Perfect. There you go. Sex sells.
Sorry.
If you literally, I didn't hear what was being said because I was trying to like show up. But
she said she gives you a 10. Sex sells. That's it. You get a 10
okay,
on your
I
soul.
Love your mother, so we're good. But all jokes aside, it's maybe the weirdest coincidence of all time that those two are identical. I think that's the whole game.
No, there's one more. There's one
okay.
More.
Now you're mine. Tell me what you're willing to sacrifice. Ooh. Sacrifice. When it comes to me, don't want no compromise. This should be the only body on your mind. When it comes to me, I'm down for life. So tell me what you sacrifice.
Song.
This is better. I'm glad you can tell the difference.
Of what?
10.
Like a real trained professional.
10.
Yeah, I'm giving it. I never give out.
Eight.
I never give out
tens. It's an 8. It's not a 10. It's an 8. 10. Let's just say
well,
eight.
You can't give out 10s. It's figure skating rules. What if the next song is better? Then you can't go higher.
There will always be a better song. There will always be a better song.
10. I can give 2 10s.
I'm going to go 9. I'm going to go 9-2. I really like it, and I like how you can tell the difference. What's your favorite song on the new album? Or can you not, like, pick one because they're like, your children?
I really like Break My Heart Myself with Travis Barker. I love that one. Break My Heart Myself?
Yeah.
I like that one because I feel like I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about like my mental health and stuff like that, and it's kind of a personal thing for me that I was talking about. Like, oh, are you pulling that one out?
How much input do you have on the music videos?
I write the treatments.
Really?
Actually, I'm lying. It's really baby. It's a mess. They make me really sleepy. Kalana been my friend. Yeah, she numbs the feeling. My doctor upped my dosage. My mom felt bad, so she sent me roses. Without it, I feel really hopeless. The 5.7 of Americans know it. Whoa. The reason why I like that song is I found that I was diagnosed with bipolar, and I don't want to be labeled, but the lyrics are, "Hello, my name is Stevie. Actually, I'm lying. It's really BB. It's the meds. They make me really sleepy. Klonopin, my friend. Yeah, she numbs the feeling. My doctor upped my dosage. My mom felt bad, so she sent me roses. Without them, I get really hopeless. And 5.7 of Americans know it. 5.7 Americans are."
When did you get? We knew that, by the way. That was an.
I found it like 2 years ago.
Interesting.
I just hate being labeled by it because I feel like a lot of people like say like, you know, it's crazy or like you're like fucked up or whatever.
Right.
Which I'm trying to break that. I'm trying to break that stigma of like people because you know people are like, oh, she's so bipolar. Like, you know, like they just throw the word. It's not like that. It's just like your mood goes up and down and you feel like shitty some days and you feel like super depressed. I might wake up feeling really bummed out. I don't know why. It's just my chemicals. So I got to always, you know, work on that.
Yeah, we got those notes, so I knew those lyrics listening to it there. So is that something that almost has more money because you got diagnosed 2 years ago, so 29. So you just never got – like how do you get diagnosed as that? You go
not to get crazy into it, but it takes a while. Like it takes – like you have to – like you see a therapist for a while. It's not very easy to actually diagnose because you could be – like they don't know if you're depressed or you're anxious. And then it takes like – you got to keep taking – like they give you different meds. They'll change the meds. They'll see, okay, well, this is not working, so maybe we have to put her on a mood stabilizer. Is the mood stabilizer working? Oh, she feels better with this. And then it's like they're watching like, you know, the ups and downs that you're going through and you're constantly in touch with a therapist and it's like, psychiatrist, and they're, you know, they have to work with each other and you have to constantly stay in touch with them. If you're like going MIA or whatever, then you'll never, you know, figure it out, you know. So it takes a second, you know, and it kind of sucks. I'm like, oh, I wish I would have known earlier, because then I would have fucking gotten on the meds I needed and gotten the help I needed, and I probably would have lived a much happier life.
Well, you're still super young, so that's at least, you know, better late than never.
True. Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
This, you can tell you're like PR people too. I feel like interviews, like we got to know you like so much better through this.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And mom,
really?
Too.
You think so? I feel bad. I feel like we didn't like Josh talk at all. I feel so bad.
No,
like,
that's not really. I mean, it's just because the Wi-Fi connection was shitty. So I told Coach to like sub me out a few shifts.
Listen, you could yell at me. You could yell at my A&R. It's fine. I actually really like you guys. So I do.
Me too.
Thank you. We appreciate it. New album. Go listen, get it. I don't even know what people do nowadays. How do they get music?
TikTok.
Go.
You would make you make all your money touring then?
I make a lot of my money from touring, but like branding deals, like my Puma deal, my JBL deal, my you know what I'm talking about? Money.
Yeah, that's Josh's world for sure. That is really crazy how it's changed.
Isn't that crazy? You know, it was like Instagram and now it's TikTok. I'm still trying to like learn it, like, you know.
Well, I'm a TikToker, so I'll teach you.
Okay.
And he's a brand guy.
and a brand gap.
Oh, really? I need help. I need a TikTok. I need somebody to teach me how to learn TikTok.
Josh
is your guy.
Yeah,
for real. I'm being serious.
You guys should do a collab. It'll set the TikTok world on fire.
Mm.
Got to make a dance to her new song, and then it will blow up.
Bam.
Right.
My mom said perfect. That's right. Mm-hmm. Josh, do you dance?
I would call myself a TikTok dancer. That's about as high as you could label my dancing skills. Mediocre TikTok dancer.
They do the thing where the guys go up and like face fuck the camera, kind of.
Yeah, you know
that.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't get that.
Can we pull up a face fuck video of Josh, like when he's just doing something weird?
Oh, like kind of like this.
Yeah.
Where they're just so good looking and cute, and they're just like kind of like just giving it to you. It's not fair.
Yeah. That's his move.
It's about being young and sexy and like having abs. That's like the abs are like where it's at, right?
It's Josh's whole move.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, baby. Listen to the music. And then
now I gotta go yell at some publicists again. I feel bad.
No, they were protective of you, but they just didn't know me. Yeah,
they too. They're gonna hate me even more now.
Thank you so much. Tell your mother.
They're just trying to do their jobs. They're just trying to do their 100%. Jobs. 100%. They're just trying. They're not trying to be dicks, but they're just trying to do their jobs. You know what I mean? I can't hate on them, but I don't want. I feel bad. I don't want you guys to feel any type of way.
No. This is good.
Josh, I feel like you were like attacking me from the beginning. You're like, you don't know me.
He has thick skin. He'll be fine.
Oh, Brett?
No.
Dave, not Josh. Dave.
Both.
Yeah.
And I think we both are. Yeah. We're both super thick. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Woo!
She loves you so much.
All right. Thank you. That was good. What a perfect way to end it with that screenshot.
Great
too.
Interview.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know why, but I'm blushing.
Yes.
Bye.
I'm super thick too, just so you know.
All right.
Saw the video.
I just watched your music video actually, so.
All right. Thank you. See, PR people never know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, I know, man.
I thought it was going to be weird. It wasn't.
They build it. They make it weird by being like, she's going to be so sensitive. And then she comes in with her mother, like slinging it from Brooklyn, New York. Like, they're not going to be worried about anything.
No.
Nothing.
But I get what she's saying. It's like, that's their job.
Yeah, no, 100%. They're supposed to like make the interview better for you, so that's all they're trying to do.
But it's like if you just do softballs and don't do anything, no one's going to listen or think it's interesting. I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of videos you guys just want to react to and then a couple of questions and we'll get out of here.
All right, let's do it.
There's no way. There's no way.
It's real. Zero.
Here's another one.
So people are getting caught cheating.
I mean, the thing on the like plane, like they had sex on the plane randomly and had a kid. Come on.
And you're not gonna say anything for 3 years and then just you know what? Let's throw a TikTok up about this.
And you don't just randomly like fuck on a plane. That's like a myth.
Yeah. How does that? How would that even happen?
Yeah, no chance.
Unless you're on a private jet. Or
that's different.
Pull off some crazy shit in first class, or like going to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, very unlikely in my opinion.
So unlikely.
Okay, next.
Just one final clip. This one's for Dave to react to about like a future guest that we're having on.
Well, I want to play with like Gilly and Wallow, but
who's that?
$1 million with a game. $1 million with a game?
Well, Bree, you don't know.
Bree doesn't know $1 million with a game?
Stop. Bree, stop the cat.
Bree, you don't know who $1 million worth of game is.
No, what's that? What is that?
So if I told you that $1 million worth of game was coming into the office, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about?
When did this happen?
Last week.
I actually am not that stunned. Like, I'm not beyond not.
I found out who they were.
Well, they work for us. They're fucking huge. Willie. They're here? Wall and Gilly are here today?
They're going on your show.
What? They're on Dave Portnoy's show. Sweet. I love them. They're like, their podcast's huge.
Right.
It's like the number one podcast, really, in like rap, hip hop, urban right now. They get every monster guest, and they're fucking hilarious. Gilly was like a ghostwriter for Lil Wayne.
Really?
Yeah. They're huge.
I gotta read up on these guys.
Kevin Durant, all that viral stuff going around.
Yep.
Durant rating the five players that he wanted to play with.
Yeah.
By the way, fucking such, like, I know Westbrook was in his mind and he just didn't say it.
That also, Josh, when we were at the card store and I got a Durant, I'm like, oh, my guys are with Durant. I texted Wallow and Gilly. Durant was there. He's like, what's up? The card guy couldn't have been less impressed. It's like, I just texted Durant. Like, I got his card. I got him on the phone. They're like, who cares? It's like, well, how do you guys get impressed? They only get impressed by, like, fucking, like, mid-major guys on, like, contracts in their packs. It's like, we have Durant right here. Yeah. Didn't care.
Wow.
I had no idea that Wall and Gilly were come on day, but I got to take some Adderall.
Got a long day.
They are.
Got a long day ahead of you, man.
Yeah, they go. All right. Two questions.
Run them.
All right. First question. Are you guys going to be at the Bryce Hall or Logan Paul fight? We kind of already talked about it.
Yep.
I think we're looking to possibly go is what I'm.
Yep.
Okay. Looking into it. And another question from Claire. Are those pink BFF hoodies going to be released? Josh posted it. I wore one of them in LA. People keep asking.
Yeah, I think we probably can at some point. That was a prototype. We went with the other one. I know which ones you're talking about. They're kind of like salmon-y colored.
Yeah, a lot of people like them. I mean, my whole family keeps hitting me up, like asking to get them. So
okay, so let's we can do that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they
let's
will
do
be
a drop
released.
With those.
Sounds good.
All right,
that's it.
Cool. Talk to you guys later.
Peace.